Over the past several months, if not years, the prices of homes have skyrocketed. It is no longer a simple feat to purchase a home. It requires a lot of hard work and obviously money. To get a home, people have to work through school, spend years in full-time employment, finally earn enough income to secure a home, then make mortgage payments for several more years. At that point, family law can step in and ruin things. Because after doing all that, if the homeowner marries, then separates, a large chunk, perhaps even half of all the effort, goes away to their ex for free. Marriage can take away your most significant asset. How that happens and how to prevent it from happening is the topic of this episode of the Ontario Family Law Podcast. I'm John Schumann, a certified specialist in family law in Ontario. I'm also a mediator, arbitrator, and collaborative lawyer. This podcast is a companion to my book, Guide to the Basics of Ontario Family Law, which is available on the iBookstore, Amazon, Kobo, and in fine bookstores. In previous episodes, I went over how property is divided in Ontario. Married spouses do not own each other's stuff. It is supposed to be the growth in net worth that married spouses divide on separation. However, there are special rules in relation to the treatment of the matrimonial home upon marriage dissolution. The Family Law Act defines a matrimonial home as follows. Every property in which a spouse has an interest, and that is, or if the spouses have separated, was at the time of separation, ordinarily occupied by the person and his or her spouse as their family residence, is their matrimonial home. It is important to note that a couple can have more than one matrimonial home. A cottage, for example, ordinarily occupied by both spouses, can be a matrimonial home. A hunting cabin, only ever used by one spouse, on the other hand, would not be considered a matrimonial home. A timeshare, even if it's in another country that the spouses use together, meets the definition of matrimonial home. Under the law in Ontario, a couple's property is not divided upon separation, but rather the value of that property, and more specifically the growth in value of that property that spouses share, is divided.
Oh.
What this means is that if the title to the matrimonial home is in your name, perhaps you own it before the marriage, it stays in your name, subject to some claims your spouse could make if he or she made significant contributions to the property. But your spouse has a right to claim a share in the value of a matrimonial home as part of the equalization payment dividing property upon marriage breakdown. Unless the parties have a marriage contract, the entire equity in a matrimonial home is always included in the value of assets that married spouses share, with almost every other type of asset spouses only share in the growth in value during the marriage. Take, for example, an art collection purchased by both spouses. This is something you and your partner would share the wealth in. The matrimonial home, on the other hand, is not. The Family Law Act does not allow a spouse to get any credit for bringing a property into the marriage if that property was a matrimonial home on the date of separation. So without a marriage contract, a couple will share whatever value is in the matrimonial home.
Oh, yeah.
Unless the matrimonial home is jointly owned, there is no right to half the home, but instead a right to have whatever equity lies within the home included in property or asset division on marriage breakdown. But that right to half still does not exist even when the other spouse brought the house into the marriage, or that spouse paid all the costs in relation for the home and all the other spouse did was get married. In terms of possession of the home, both spouses have an equal right to possession pursuant to Section 19 of the Family Law Act. What this means is that one spouse cannot unilaterally exclude the other from the matrimonial home after separation, even if they own it. That does not just mean one spouse can't kick the other out. To keep a spouse from using other means to get their ex out, spouses are not allowed to remortgage, sell, or use other arrangements so that someone else kicks out their ex.
Oh.
A spouse, whether entitled or not, can also apply to the court for exclusive possession of the matrimonial home under Section 24 of the Family Law Act. A court order for exclusive possession has the effect of excluding a spouse from the property for a period of time as determined by the court. That means a court can order that the spouse who owns the house can be told that he or she can't go there, but he or she has to pay for their ex to live in that home.
Oh.
What is best for the children, or one spouse who does not have the resources to live somewhere else, can cause the judge to make that type of order. If you are planning on getting married and own a home, you may want to consider putting protections in place, and these protections would come in the form of a marriage contract. A marriage contract, which you can enter into in anticipation of marriage or after marriage has already happened, can exclude the matrimonial home from a spouse's net family property. This would have the effect of the spouses not sharing in the equity in the home on the date of separation.
Oh.
If the marriage contract is done properly, which requires the help of a lawyer,
why don't you have your lawyer call my lawyer?
Then judges usually think that giving a spouse credit for bringing the home into the marriage is a fair deal, and they will respect it. However, a marriage contract cannot require that one spouse leave the matrimonial home on separation. Who gets to stay in the house remains an issue the courts have to decide if the spouses cannot reach an agreement. If you need some more general family law guidance, or you need to understand Ontario family law matters better to make better important financial decisions, or if you need to better understand your financial options after separation or divorce, or if you need some tips for how best to make Ontario family law work for you, get a copy of my book, Guide to the Basics of Ontario Family Law. You can access it immediately on the iBookstore, on Amazon for the Kindle version, or you can download it for Kobo. Amazon can deliver the paperback version directly to your doorstep. You can also get a lot more Ontario family law information on www.schumannlaw.ca. Not only are there hundreds of pages of family law information and links, but there are links to where to get my book and links to reach out to my office to meet with either me or one of my colleagues. Because it is always best to get a lawyer who can give you advice that is specific to your situation. In addition to my website, keep up to date on family and children's law issues by liking my Facebook page, following me on Twitter at @SchumannFamLaw, and finding me on LinkedIn. Of course, please also subscribe to my YouTube channel and get the audio versions of the Ontario Family Law Podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud or at www.schumannlaw.ca. Thanks for participating in this podcast. We will get together again soon.